from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, you did ask a great question.
Oh, why, thank you. Another fist bump.
You asked Alan Trammell, how do you add, like they did to a young team in the early 80s, how do you add around a young core without blocking their development and ultimately winning more baseball games? It is the question for this baseball team. And
you always want to hear it from the baseball guys, because like, we think we know baseball and we know it from a fan's perspective, but he's a guy that has lived and breathed and seen every level, developed, tried to develop, and you want to hear it from him.
And while the call was really optimistic about this team, he said, we're not there yet. I didn't like hearing that.
Well, we didn't hear that from Scott Harris.
No, I know. Which is ultimately what's most important. Scott said once they have a core, they have the backing of ownership to spend for multiple winters. Paraphrasing. But Trammell locked in on two guys he felt were definite core pieces, Scooble and Green.
The most obvious, right?
Obvious. And the other guys, I don't think he wanted to like anoint anybody else quite yet, which I understand.
He also didn't want to run down the roster.
Yes, and I also think if Alan Trammell anoints somebody who's only got, you know, a couple hundred at-bats, I think we all have a right to see how these guys progress.
Yeah.
So while I think there is optimism, I didn't like hearing, like, we're not ready to add around these young guys yet. I mean, damn it, John, if they get within a couple games at the end of the season, you're going to have a hard time selling that to me.
Well, I'm not going to be selling it to you.
I'm not. You won't be, but
no.
They.
We're going to be selling to Scott Harris.
I think I've almost concluded already, people are going to be disappointed in the offseason because their expectations are without details. I've heard somebody on the station throw out $50 million.
Sure, I've used that number.
I don't think you build baseball teams that way. And
excuse me?
No, you don't. You don't just throw out 50. Give me a name. Give me the name.
Juan Soto.
Okay, let's play. Okay. I've said that. I said that months ago. Sure. Let's go.
Mike would have done it.
Let's go right now. Let's get involved. I don't know if he'd come here.
Okay.
We don't know what the market is.
And there's no promise you get him. There's not. But my point is, this team's payroll is going the opposite way. And I'm not asking them to be the Dodgers or the Yankees, but I think there should be a concerted effort to add in quality, veteran, proven players. And if you have to spend a little more than the next team to get them, good. You're woefully below average to begin with. I don't think we're setting them up for some lavish Yankee-like offseason. Or even the off seasons that Mike Ilitch had, but just an honest to goodness, real, concerted, not on the showers in the team planes, but on the team itself, spend for this baseball team.
They overspent for Javi.
Right, so do a good job. Sign the good players.
That's my point.
I mean,
you just don't go spend $50 million because it's going to fail if you just go spend money. You have to get the right players for this team. And one of the unfortunate things right now, and this is why I think people would be disappointed, I think they'll get a pitcher. But the glaring need might be shortstop, and I don't think the market's out there. And so you've got to...
Timing matters.
You might have a Sweeney platoon situation next year, and that's going to infuriate people. It is.
But, okay, it just doesn't have to be in free agency. How can you manufacture a trade? That could be another route of being able to go out there and... Yeah, okay, the free agent market. Okay, we know Juan Soto is going to be in the market. Maybe they're in the sweepstakes, maybe they're not. But if the shortstop that they desire or the quality of shortstop that they desire is not in the market, it doesn't mean you can't find a way to get one.
Right. And I think that the more frustrating imminent things for me with the future is, Kenta Maeda going to be in the rotation next year? You gave him a 2-year deal.
Right.
Okay. That's going to bother me. If Javi's still on this team, that's going to bother me. That's where I'm going to get upset with the vision and what's going on here. So I'm just caution to the wind in terms of just money players, because in baseball, I think more times than not, it fails if you use that approach.
Okay,
you got to be methodical about it.
Okay, we'll do this now. We'll do this a bunch of times. You said shortstop. Willy Adames is set to be a free agent. I'm not telling you that Willy Adames is the Hall of Famer. He'd be an upgrade, wouldn't he?
He would.
Okay.
But is that the best wise choice? I think there's some question in adding a Willy Adames to this team right now. I do.
Why? And if anything, I could argue it would be the perfect add, because you don't have, with all respect to Trey Sweeney, he is not a franchise shortstop, right?
Would you overpay for him?
That's the question.
That's it, Jim. And that's where that's the question. You can't.
Like, McGonagall's not here, and Rainier's not here. They got these young guys who are still in the low levels of the organization. You can spend on a veteran shortstop and try to be better next season and still develop.
You overspend for Juan Soto.
What does overspend mean if you run your team like you're the A's? I mean,
Jim, I'm not saying that. You're not here. Level of player is when you choose to overspend. If it takes overspending to get Juan Soto, they should do it. If it takes overspending to get Adames, I'm not sure that's a wise decision.
There's also Kim, the shortstop from the Padres. He had a 30-plus stolen base season a year ago. He's a 2020 player in his late 20s. My point is, don't let them off the hook. And I feel like you're setting up to let them off the hook, and I don't like that.
No. I didn't. I just said two imminent things that you're going to show me if you're serious. If Maeda is in the rotation
buyouts
next year.
Buyouts are one thing. Add players. Follow through. Don't let them off the hook. If you want us to say nice things about you, do good things. When they win, we've been positive. But keep it going. Put more logs on the fire. Give this baseball city what they deserve.
Get a pitcher. That's the starting point. Get a pitcher back in here to stabilize this rotation.
And what did Tramp say? He talked about the importance of pitching.
He did.
Scooble, Olson, Jobe, and free agent. High-end free agent pitcher.
Absolutely.
And there you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.